Thank you, Rob. I'm Tim Russell. Our time is 10:06. Not that I know that for any particular reason other than that there is a big clock on the wall. Yesterday, I didn't know what day it was for the simple reason that I worked Sunday morning for the vacationing Paul Steig. So I thought yesterday was Wednesday, but today is officially Wednesday. My watch is at home on my dresser table. I feel lost without it. I'm virtually naked without that watch. I use it as a stopwatch, which gives the show its crisp timing. Oh, well, I brightened Don Haber's day anyway. Let's go to the CCO Weather Center. For the master of timing, he knew when we were sick. Partly sunny is our condition right now as I look out the window. Let's go for the details to the CCO Weather Center. Bill Anderson standing by. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Tim. You know what my pet peeve is on those tax forms?
Yeah?
They say, we've reduced it to now just X number of lines. And then you come to, like, line 14. And to complete line 14 requires three entire forms. It's only one line, but it takes you all day.
That's right. They don't say how long the line is. That's the only deal.
That's worse than the Minnesota. I think the Minnesota state tax form is far worse than the federal. I'll let Sue do it.
It's a simplified tax plan. It means that it'll be easier for the IRS to get your money this year.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, the weather is fairly straightforward today anyway, fairly quiet. We'll be a little warmer than normal today, sort of in anticipation.
It's 10:47, and here is our street poet, Niles Nimbus. Yes, Niles, you're looking very fit these days.
I've been pumping iron.
Lifting weights?
No, working at the dry cleaners.
Pumping iron.
Speaking of weightlifters, mm-hmm. I arrested a Swedish lifter with 20,000 Russian steroids in his car today.
Yeah, that was something. I heard that.
Yeah. I learned something today.
And what's that?
Well, I always thought you got steroids from sitting on a record player.
Oh, I think the wind chill has gone to your brain, Niles.
Well, Groundhog Day is just around the corner.
Yeah.
I remember in school, if the cook saw her shadow in the cafeteria, mm-hmm. it meant 6 more weeks of meatloaf.
Do you have a poem today?
Yes, I do. It's about February.
All right, here we go.
Next month, we'll celebrate the birthday of Lincoln, mm-hmm. and I think that's kind of nice. But the man was unphotogenic, they say. You wouldn't look at him twice.
Mm.
To say he was homely is perhaps too strong, and some folks just might take offense. So let's say instead that Abe Lincoln looked the same in real life as he did on his driver's license. Thank you very much.
His driver's license. I see. That was the true test of... how well you're looking on any particular day. Niles Nimbus there, our street poet on WCCO. Partly sunny and 6 above.
This is a WCCO news update. An American Marine has been taken hostage in Lebanon. U.S. Embassy officials in Beirut confirmed that Lieutenant Colonel Richard Higgins was abducted today in southern Lebanon. He's the commander of an observer group working with United Nations peacekeeping forces. U.N. sources say gunmen grabbed Higgins as he was traveling in a jeep along a coastal highway south of the port city of Tyre.
Joyce Lamont is here with her Best Buys program. Good morning, Joyce.
Morning, Tim. It is time for our Best Buy show. We're sponsored today by Gephardt's. Gephardt's two stores in Lakeville and in Eagan. According to our home economist, the best food buys at area supermarkets this week include country-style spare ribs of Best Buy in pork, in beef, chuck steak, chuck roast, liver, round steak, stew meat, and ground beef, in poultry, whole turkeys and whole fryers, turkey and fryer parts and eggs, and in fish and seafood, fish sticks, frozen fillets, canned pink salmon and canned tuna, and torsk and Alaskan pork.